expertise. That depends upon you. Welcome back from a hectic week in Mpumalanga. Some of us was really hectic. It went hectic there for some of us. For some of us, it was all right and okay. Madikali, it was quite hectic in Mpumalanga. But welcome back to Parliament and to the meeting of the Select Committee on Economic Development. Members, as you have got the correspondence that the meeting today had to take on a different jacket, had to wear on a different suit or a dress or whatever, because the Department of Mineral Resources was not ready to brief the committee as they are still waiting for two other reports which they have not submitted to Cabinet, and they can't brief any committee until they have submitted that two reports to Cabinet. Thereafter they will come and brief the committee, and thereafter we will then go out. Part of our plan is to go out to the provinces in conjunction with the provincial legislatures and municipalities to do public hearings and get public input as well. So today the agenda is it's a different agenda from what I have seen. Our previous agenda was minutes and stuff, but now today I see the agenda is continuation of strat plan, which I don't think we will be able to deal with that. So we'll take snippets of strat plan. We said we'll deal with that at a more convenient time and where we will have time to deal with it properly. So there was the adoption of minutes and reports. Outstanding issues that we had to deal with, and the program that was supposed to have been circulated, and we will deal with that today. Honourable members, has the program been okay? Now, there is a high level program of action. Minutes, I believe, are not ready. I don't know when will it be ready. Can we hear from the staff when will it be ready? Okay, the next meeting. Minutes will be ready. I think, honourable members, I'm a bit concerned about the meeting next week because I know some of the members will be attending the BRICS summit. I'm not sure how many members will be attending. I know about three, four. Honorable Kamere, Maine, Van Lingen, and Adams. I'm not sure about the other members. Madam Dikali.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. In light of both Chairpersons not being here, would we be able to have a meeting, or can Mr. Sinclair and myself alternate being the Chairperson?
Well, that is if you have a quorum of six provinces. Unfortunately, we are only nine, so if four is already here or gone, or five is already gone. Honourable Sinclair? You were saying to us the last time in the meeting that you are going through the parliamentary forum, or you've been notified by Parliament.
Yeah, if you're referring to BRICS summit now, I'm confused. I don't know what's happening there. I've tried through my party. There's no answer about that one. And then this committee was only the privileged few that got the invitation, or that was mandated to go.
Mandated, yeah. Not the privileged few that got the invitation. We were mandated by the committee to Baba Utata Gamet.
I know that I'm supposed to go, but there's a strong possibility that I'll ask for a replacement. Maybe Honorable Dekhale, maybe. I'm still finalizing that.
So you won't be in Cape Town also then?
Yeah, I won't.
All right. So then I think because then it's five provinces or five provincial permanent delegates that won't be around, and only be four, so I think then we'll have to postpone due to the lack of quorum and attending. If you can put on the attending members attending the BRICS summit, that's why the meetings then will have to be postponed for next week. I think both committees will be then postponed. Okay, members.
Is it official that both committees?
Yeah. We've got the agenda, this draft program, high level program of action, Select Committee on Economic Development overview of the action plan. But where's the plan that we for the program? We haven't got the program so that we can read this document in conjunction with the program. Okay. Members, we've got the program in front of us. I think we will have to start with the program on the second term. Chairperson's forum, the last one that we attended, and Honorable Kamere, you must rectify me here, correct me if I'm wrong, but we heard that there will be each month, there will be a dedicated week or 2 weeks for oversight. Or is it each term?
Each term.
Each term. There will be dedicated oversight. So between April, 2 weeks up, between April and June, I don't see anything here of oversight. We will have to look at that in terms of oversight. Verumo?
Thanks, Chair. There is a document that we received from the NCOP that highlights some of the projects that they have been visited by I think it was taking parliament to the people, and there are a number of various provinces that have been highlighted linked with various projects. So we're thinking of using this document so that we do a follow-up on the specific projects that have been visited before, so that we do a follow-up. So we have highlighted some of the projects in each province. So I don't know whether Chair would want us to continue like that, so that we incorporate the projects that have been identified as part of the oversight visits to various provinces as per the areas that have been identified in this document.
Okay, members, these are the document. You got it? Areas of key intervention. But I think what we need to do is, like I know when we went to DR, taking parliament to the people, there were some other issues except the two that's on here on the document. There were some other issues also that happened in DR. If I am correct, the Fund of Two of them is one of those. But also there was the presidential infrastructure projects, which falls, which economic development is the secretariat of that. It was announced at that meeting by the MEC as well as the president. So if you can also take from the report that another one is the Transnet. Am I right, Honorable Sinclair, Honorable Kamere, Honorable Abrams, and Dekhali? Honorable Dekhali, who were there. People were, the emphasis were much more on the Transnet job creation issue. The rail corridor, which is quite an amount of billion rands going into that project over there. then the construction of the wool processing plant, you should look at that, package that. But also there was was not sand mines, but what mining was there also? And also the electricity, which the minister, a week after we went, after the NCOP went, the minister went to some town and made a big announcement, and the project would have been started. Which town was that? Was it... But you should just look at that, get that from Energy Department. I think it was Colesberg or one of the towns. Honorable Sinclair? I think it's Colesberg, not Victoria West, but Colesberg.
Jay, that whole area that comes from Uppington down past Briska down to the R, now labeled what they call the solar corridor. Mm-hmm. And the minister went to Prisca to announce specifically the establishment of a solar farm there. But in terms of the program regarding our responsibility, there's a number of issues that includes that Ntombeni municipality, which is the R. There's two major solar farms going up there. So I think it's necessary that we engage on that. There's the cargo hub that is also there. But the one thing that I see here on the issue about Noupoort now, it says the issues of people of Noupoort Provincial Week. One of the issues there is that there's very little economic activity, despite the fact that Noupoort in the past was also a big railway hub, like for instance the R.
finish off, Honourable Sinclair, then we can. They are doing an interview on Friday, so they just want to have a look at the place. Members, if it's okay with you. No, I need to find out from the members if you won't disturb or intimidate them, or your presence won't intimidate them. Members, is it fine with you?
Yes.
Honourable Sinclair? Okay. All right. I think, sorry for that, but because you are interfering in our committee time as well. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. You may continue. Can we just close that door, please?
So, Chair, the issue that I want to raise is in that the R area in Tumjeni, there's a lot of economic development and so on activities that I think we're missing out there, that we need to include there, mainly to do with the two aspects. The first one is alternate energy, the solar parks. The second one is the one about the railway vitalization that includes a cargo hub. So that is the first one. Then the second one is Noupoort. I think it's necessary. Noupoort is part of the Umzumbomu municipality. And I think it's necessary that we also consider Umzumbomu municipality in terms of the economic development portfolio. There's a whole Transnet workshop, big workshop, and all those things that can be, if approach right, that certainly can be revitalized also to the benefit of job creation and all those other things.
Thank you, Honourable Sinclair. Let's move to the next province. Are you covered? Honourable Kamere?
In the question that you asked earlier on about oversight visits, I think as both committees, I think we need to look at provinces that you haven't visited as your priority, so that at least by the end of the financial year, we will visit those provinces. Like if we can take one or two, use 10, and then the other, I think we need to find space.
All right, the Honourable Committee. I think we've got two of such provinces that we haven't visited yet. Western Cape, we haven't done the Western Cape in the whole of 4 years, or 3 years, 4 years that we are left. We haven't done anything in the Western Cape. I know the people of Petro SA has fought with me to say, but we haven't been out to our operations to see what we are doing. So how can you will just be talking to us from paper point of view, but not physically been there to see Mossel Bay, to see our plant in Mossel Bay, and to see what we do in terms of our CSI responsibilities towards the communities out there in the Garden Route and that further field. The CSI project stretches as far as Oudtshoorn and all that, which is across the mountain from where they are. So we will have to, in terms of part of our oversight, make contact with those people. Also, on the other hand, in terms of the tourism industry, we will have to work closely with Trade and International Relations, because the Western Cape says that tourism has, the MEC has stated that tourism has created a lot of work. Now, if you talk to the industry then itself just says no, it has created a lot of work for the advantage, but not for the historically disadvantaged. That's in the Western Cape, that they say. So we will have to look at that also. But we've got that list of, and I thought you would have, if you include that of the list that we have done in Pretoria, did to include some of those things in here?
Projects that were highlighted in Pretoria, but it wanted to raise some of the issues that also come from a different project, then we consolidate all the projects and prioritize which ones. But I'm raising this the sense that the communication from the NCOP, he said that you wanted to have you open a project and then you close it. So they are raising this project on the basis that you needed to do a follow-up so that you know that you have closed the project that you have visited, rather than you start with new projects.
Okay. No. We hear what that's right. But look, some of the work has already been done by some of the provinces. So our oversight is basically in terms of rectifying. There's the new tourism bill coming up, the amendments to the tourism bill. Now, transformation has not happened as such, just an argument. Or by way of an example, transformation has not been done properly in certain areas of tourism. People has opened up businesses and they're running a loss. You look at Khayelitsha, those people with the B&Bs, the bank has repossessed houses and all this. So we really need to look at that. Even with what is happening now with the informal sector, with this draconian bylaws that's happening in the West, where your street vendor, whether they are registered or what, they will be kicked off the street. So we need to, as I think as a National Council of Provinces, we can't just close our eyes and just see these things pass and we don't do anything about it. So although we want to open and close, but I think we can, still in this time that we have, We're not gonna go for massive projects where we know that in terms of oversight, but also in terms of oversight, if we can't, I mean the next committee, the next people that must come in, because we leave a report here, and the next people must take on that report, what we leave here. KZN, there's just one for, Honourable Abrams.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Will we be doing this holistically? Because in Gauteng, I can also say the PDIs haven't been looked at.
No, I think we have to.
Oh, okay. And I'm just worried about Gauteng.
Gauteng is not on the list, but we can include it. No, because you see, we have discussed our oversight in holistically and in detail. At remember, we gave each province a chance at the Sheraton. I know you were so cross with your room that I didn't know if you concentrated, but I could see that you concentrated.
Point of order. We discussed that, yes, but now you're touching tourism in that, so I'm just
really
begging on that.
I'm saying that it's Gauteng is not on here. Mm-hmm. I don't see Gauteng on the paper, and I went for new glasses. So.
No.
Like I said, that we will do Gauteng. It should be. That's why I was asking them what we have discussed in Pretoria with our strat plan. It must be included into here. Does that answer your question?
Partly. Thank you. You're talking about like the tourism and so on. So I'm just piggybacking on that because we have discussed what we want in the plan, and I think mine was relating to mining in Gauteng. But then also Western Cape is not featuring here with any tourism in it, so I'm just asking, will we then be touching tourism in Gauteng? Thank you.
Yeah, we'll touch anything you want to touch.
Okay, that sounds very, very
good.
I don't know if the DA wants to melt us out here from the
well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They say the aircon is not working. Oh. All right. KZN, is that they say Mutu Msinga Dandi, Benzimo Farms, Mutu Waste Management, Umzinyati District Municipality, Tourism, Honorable Gamede. I don't think this is a true reflection of what happened when we went there. I mean, LEDs, we went back on an oversight with our committees, and LEDs were one of the headaches in that areas.
I don't know, Chair, whether they meant for us to concentrate on this to the limited few. But as you say, there are quite a number of issues on LED, quite a lot of issues.
I think what we need to do is that we should get the committee's oversight report as well. Because the last time we went to a lot of these areas, we took departments. We just made promises, and now we need to go and follow up on that departments to see what how far the implementation is in that regard. Remember, we took EDD, we took energy, DTI, DMR, the whole works, tourism. So we need to look at the implementation in these provinces. What did the departments do? Because it's nearly a year down the line now. What did the departments do? Can we close that as well as part of our legacy reports as well? Closing down as part of both committees' legacy projects as well. Free State is not here, but it seems to me the office of the chairperson is doing quite a lot in the Free State, so but still in the Free State, Maluti, Apofung, we need to also go and look at whether tourism is what they promised to that that bed and breakfast in Kwakwa. Was it in Kwakwa, Honorable Gamede?
Yeah.
Where they just left the top structure and people from Gauteng were involved there. So we need to also go and look there. Also what the Free State province has said about the building of the automotive hub, the job creations that they were doing. When we went there on oversight, also the illegal mining, which this committee also undertook the oversight. We spent some time in the Free State. Honorable Sinclair?
Yeah, Jay, the focus there is on the district that we went parliament to the people, but in our annual planning we also raised the issue about the Gariep Dam and the area around there, and it's not reflected in here. I know it. This is the program that's been received from the chairperson's office of the chief work, but I think we must have a collective approach. So the issue about the Gariep Dam, the tourism, the alternative energy, the economic potential there must, if we can go there, must also be addressed, please. And then, say, I just want to ask, what's a pig zone? I don't know what's a pig. Pig, I see there's the second place there next to Freire. Pig zone.
Established to distribute driving the correct as a problem.
see that as my honorable sincere. I don't know, but I know it's like a fitness zone, the outgoing financial zone, but the peak zone probably is kind of not far away. But I think what we need to do is that remove what is not of our facility in this state, or include here into our program here regarding the provinces. Respect from that. This includes so that when we go out, we will be doing all the provinces. When we go out, maybe we, as two chairpersons have decided and the management, that we will split up the committee so that we cover most of the provinces before Parliament takes position. We will split up. But we won't travel with, because the nicest part of splitting up the committee is that with each section, committee secretary, content advisor, and researcher can go. It's just that the role of the content advisor and researcher in the committee secretary will be a dual role. We'll have to look at international relations, trade in international relations, as well as economic stuff. So the other part of the research, Khalid, and what's the content of that?
Zuriban.
Will also then to do that double role. If we really want to make an impact and do justice to our program. Remember, we sit back in Johannesburg as well?
What did you say?
So confused. Said that in Johannesburg. If we want to do justice to our work, we'll split up. We'll have to split up the committees. The members have agreed to that. So I don't know if you choose.
I tend to call that picking up.
even when we said we will do the credit amnesty, we'll have to split up the committees. Cut the all the provinces. Mm. See, since we're tracking all 13, 14 people in one direction, can rather split up and utilize the manpower, spread the manpower evenly, and get more done.
Thank you, Chair. I don't know, I was just thinking after we have included some and consolidated the projects that we need to visit, is it also important for us to prioritize which projects so that we are more focused? We know that maybe two provinces is the target and these are the projects that we would want to visit, rather than coming up with a short list of all the projects in all the provinces, so that we have a more focused oversight. So I'm just saying that we will consolidate and then suggest to the committee the projects that we needed to prioritize, and then the committee can just agree on that one, so that we are fine.
When you do that, we can disagree also and agree to disagree and disagree to agree. Do that so that we can take out those issues that we think. But also, we need to look at some of the things as maybe already been done by the provinces, and when we can, you know, once we got the consolidated report, we can then forward it to the provinces, and they can then tell us what has been done and what has not been done. So that when we go there, we don't go unnecessary to a site where work has already been done, concluded, dusted, finished, put to bed, and that's it. Honorable Sinclair? Sibele? Oh, sorry.
Sebastian, thanks very much. I'm standing under correction since I still regard myself as new in this committee, the Kula Lon NCOP. Based on what I see in front of me on this previous taking from the people projects that are tabulated in this matrix, I see by virtue of being a taking from the people project, they are quite mixed. They are not sector specific, like, so they are mixed across the whole economy. So, in particular to that peak project that we spoke about recently, this peak zone, so this used to belong to agriculture, DEF, for example, or rural development. So, I just want to understand, we are going to be guided by our sectors, like these three sectors that we're looking at, when we're picking up this oversight. We are not looking at everything as per this. We're going to be guided by those three sectors, CMR and energy projects and economic development. That's the guideline.
That's correct. That's the guideline.
Okay.
Free State, what comes after Free State Gauteng? No, Gauteng. So you will then include Gauteng also. Gauteng, the project that was raised by Gauteng will be included, but also in terms of, because I don't see anything here from Gauteng in the report. KwaZulu-Natal, did we do KwaZulu-Natal? Yeah. Limpopo?
Okay. What time when we were in Gauteng, I raised the issue on towards the municipality where there is Pokataba mine in Mandagsuk. People raised issues there when we were there last time, and they complained about the walls of the houses that is breaking, and they even invited us to go and sleep with them in the house, because during the night they go out. But I don't see the mine here. Instead, I see two rivers where we went there many times. And at Pokataba mine, we went there, but the miners ran away. Didn't even meet with them. We only met with the traditional leaders and the members of the community. I think it would be fair if we can include it here.
Isn't that the Asman mine?
Hmm?
Asman. That Anglo mine. Where the house was about 100-200 meters away from the
mine.
Blasting area.
But there we went and interviewed.
The house, correct.
Yes, but there's another one where we went with Tau. I don't know whether you were part of that group.
Around the hill.
Yes. Were you there? Where I was directed
yeah.
the program.
Yes.
Yeah. That's where we only met with the traditional leaders and the members of the community. But we didn't meet with the miners. Because when we arrived there, they said no, they left.
Okay. Very much. Get us the name of that.
It's Pukataba Mining.
Pukataba. There is Pukataba.
Where is it?
Smoky Hill.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Pukataba
I didn't see it.
So
okay.
We'll have to monitor because it is part of our program.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Khadi. Are you okay? You say?
No, I was saying that's why Matas intervenes people can't reach the
No, you can reach
the Okay, go ahead, colleagues. But also with our other projects of Limpopo, we will have to incorporate that gentleman, lady. Okay, what's wrong, please? Or she knows how to read. She can read. You would draw.
I would draw. And I also hope that the Montaki is drawing.
Okay, colleagues. Is the Eastern Cape known? Eastern Cape. There's nothing for us in Eastern Cape, but in part of our list, we have put on the placement issue. We have put on the. Did you guys bring the list that we have done, Victoria? See, then we can't, put on your continuation of strat plan, because that was the basis of how the strat plan will be worked out. So the finalization of the strat plan, that was the basis. We put on the Kuga Economical Industrial Hub. We put on the ACDZ. We put on the tourism in the Eastern Cape. Because it was all projects that this committee, both of them, has visited in the Eastern Cape. There was the King Sabata Dalin Thebo Municipality with Eskom, Energy, and all that. There was, what else was there?
Had one minister college about electrification.
Was that KSD?
Yeah, KSD.
KSD. Yeah. Because it is a presidential note, and there was presidential intervention also there in KSD. So we really have to look at that. That from the Eastern Cape. Mpumalanga, okay, that is to be defined after taking Parliament to the people. Then we did Northern Cape, Northwest, it's not here, but Northwest, we spoke about mining and some of the other issues. And then Western Cape, we've already touched. How can we detach? Did we? Yeah, we said. So, colleagues, yes, ma'am.
Can I send you back to Mpumalanga?
Okay. All right, was
it? We did just like one of the projects where they are flowing uranium. So, I think that one also makes a strong for us. Now, when we conduct programs, take a project, when they
we are just waiting for the report now to be finalized. When we will be discussed on the back. We try and Mpumalanga doing that at work in terms of our plans, and we should improve that project as well.
Yeah.
Okay, then yes, special project. Oh, but these are the opposite of the chairperson. Okay. Quite, if there's anything that you want to add in the program, please feel free to add that onto the program.
I don't have anything to add except to ask that we start with Limpopo.
To be honest with you, Limpopo is such shaky ground that I think if we go in there, I don't want to sink in the mud. That is an actual fact happening in the... No, I'm only joking.
No,
okay. No, look, this is, you made it clear, it's not the government that's really... That's been touched there, so we must carry on with our work.
Mm-hmm.
Um, But I think if we look at the document that's been done by the research and the content advisor, and Grace, I want to thank you for this. I think colleagues go through this document because it also speaks a lot to the provinces as well. What they've taken out from the provinces, like in each province, the SMME financing and development, it's quite important that we do that at each province, that we go to. On the second page, the infrastructure development, they've taken out in Limpopo development and integration of railroad, water infrastructure in Limpopo, specifically the Waterberg, Steelport, because that's got to do about our mining issues in that areas. Durban Free State Corridor, Gauteng Logistic and Industrial Corridor, the southeastern node, Eastern Cape region, Northern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal, the expansion of the Precision Saldanha Bay line, the infrastructure bill, and in terms of energy, but it's quite clear and self-explanatory. When we go on oversight, we should take these factors. These are our guiding document that we should use in terms of the factors and the issues that we should go and visit. And that, because it speaks about all the sectors that we as economic development works with. It's a pity we should have called this a joint meeting with international relations so that we could have combined the two programs. Colleagues, I think I want to thank the committee section, the secretary, and the content advisor, and the honorable secretary. You want to?
Yeah, I'm. What I want to raise now is, I'm serious about that, Chair. You know, we in essence have got a few months left dealing with a lot of issues and so on, and I think we must really try and focus on the issues that we contextualize. It's necessary that we must agree that the committee per se can't do this alone as a committee, and we must adopt the principle that the committee will divide in two, even if necessary in three. The other issue is that we must move away from this birdshot approach, and we must, as I think some of the officials raised that, to say, let's get four or five projects in the province. Because at the end of the day, you know, there's a lot of at stake for us. We must also leave a legacy behind. And I stand critical, unfortunately, about the impact of oversight in the provinces. You know, we go there, we engage, but we don't always see what happens after that. So I really want to request the department, the officials, to have that four or five projects that we've now identified, and also sort of in terms of our responsibilities address specific issues. So the one issue, Chair, that I see here is, and it's not for nice to have, is the issue about shale gas. Over time, there's on the agenda, I see also here, there's a proposed visit to USA and France, and so on. We must work on that. We must start driving it now with the power that we just don't wake up a month before the time and say, no, now we must go. So if you, between you and the chairperson, the other committee and so on, in the new financial year, already can start looking at that, that we can also build it into our year program. All our parties, even Coke chairperson, has got a very busy year ahead, and so on, so that we just put it on the schedules and we know that how we're going to take that specific issue forward.
Honourable Abrams, thank you, Honourable Sinclair. You've taken note.
Thank you.
Sorry, Honourable Abrams. Gentlemen and lady, you've taken note. Okay. Honourable Abrams.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Yes, I'd also like to know, I'm very concerned always when we go on oversight, who is responsible for the monitoring and follow-up, because if we tend to find places like, for instance, where taking Parliament to the people, where the chairperson and the deputy chairperson, the big guns, they've gone out, they've actually given instructions what must be done, and we arrive there and nothing is done, and it's on all oversights. Now, you think like people like them when they go in, besides the building of the One House, but there's lots of things that we go in, and I've been here 3 years, and many things that we have gone on our first oversight, there's no follow-up. Who is responsible in Parliament for doing monitoring and follow-up?
Well, monitoring and follow-ups is the work of the committees, as far as I know. We need to monitor, we need to follow up as well. That's why when we do initial visits, there must be a follow-up visit so that we can monitor. Part of our oversight function, part of the oversight function constitutionally as well as parliamentary rules, is that members of parliament has got oversight over the executive, and that is part of the monitoring also with the oversight. So it's part of, and that's why we have the reports, because each of our oversight visits needs to be reported ATC. Each of every oversight that we as a committee also does needs to be ATC'd. You know, the chairperson and the deputy chairperson, I can't, in actual fact, explain to about them, but in terms of our committee oversights, we need to do our monitoring patterns. I think we need to, as a committee, we should have done that from the start already, is to put dashboards for ourselves in terms of that monitoring and oversight mechanism for us. But we are the responsible people to see that, because we can't do the physical delivery. And that's why we've got the monitoring and oversight function, to see that that delivery, the implementation, have been done by those departments. And so if it's not been done, we have to call in the executive member responsible for such a department. That's why we need to engage them on sometimes. I don't think you were here yet when we did the illegal mining. Where we called the minister, because we did the oversight, we did the monitoring, and the implementation process was not done properly. So we have called the minister to come and explain why the implementation and what has it done. And then she gave us a briefing in the committee, and also we had a debate in the House where she said that there's an interministerial committee that's working with the Zamas. It's the police, the defense force, justice, and GMR working together for that illegal mining. Honourable Abrams?
Yes, thank you. That is correct. But I think maybe what I want to know is on the executive side, because that we can do, but if the executive side hasn't done what they're supposed to do, then we're actually wasting money, because we get there, nothing is done, and we leave everybody, ministers and everybody there. So just for my own information, on that side, how can one make sure that, hi guys, have you done it? How far are you? What are you doing? It's not our function, but who does that?
Well, again, like I said, we've got the oversight authority over the executive, and that's why if we feel that the executive are not doing things properly, we as a committee has got that powers to ask for a debate in the House, so that the executive can then come and explain. And we engage them in a debate, or we call them to the committee. First of all, our first port of call would be in the committee, as I've explained now, in terms of the illegal mining, what happened. We called the minister to the committee. The minister gave us an explanation. We were not happy with the explanation. And as a fact, no, the minister didn't come to the meeting with the illegal mining. And then we called a debate. And the minister then responded to the debate. And all the parties had a chance in the debate to engage the minister. And there the minister then said that these are the issues and these are the departments that's available. But our port of call should be to engage the executive in the committee. That's why we call them to the committee to say, after we've ATC'd, say, please come and explain. If not, if they don't adhere to that, to the committee, we ask for a debate in the House. But we will still have, whether we can have a report or whether we can have a statement or a debate, it can go three or two ways, statement or a debate. So we will engage in terms of where we feel that there is nothing has been done and we are unhappy about things. As a committee, we can still engage the executive about it. And if not, we take it to the House then. Mm-hmm. Okay. I hope if the DA comes into power, they're not going to do that. Okay. Oh, okay, that's good. Members, I think there is all on our plate for today. So we are waiting for the updated version and the reworked version. But also let me thank, I think I stopped at Zibele. Let me thank you guys, Zibele, Ludumo and Grace, for the effort and work that you have done. And we are really looking forward to our next documents. Honorable Tihali?
Sorry, Chairperson. I just want to know when are we starting with this program of oversight?
Well, as we what we'll do the applications. We'll have to look at the parliamentary program for the next term. And then after that, we'll do the applications for that so that we can start immediately what the next term will allow us to do. No?
Thank you very much. Then that portion of dividing us when we go out, they need to help us because we don't have time and this province is all in all their mind.
Okay. Mm. Now, I thought that you're going to ask for dividing. You would love to travel with Honorable St. Clair. You would be on the side of Honorable St. Clair. I thought you wanted that. Members, anything else from your side? Mm-hmm. Honorable Kamede?
No.
Honorable Sinclair?
No, thank you, sir.
Honorable Abrams?
Mm-hmm.
Honorable Tihali?
Yes,
sir. Mrs. Grace? Redumo?
No,
Zibere?
Thanks, sir. I just wanted to raise a small issue here. Not an issue, per se, but just to try and enhance or rather improve the monitoring of our oversight. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe it could be important to develop a kind of monitoring evaluation tool for the committee in the form of a matrix again. Mm-hmm. Just to highlight that we have visited that project in that particular province, and these are the issues in brief. Maybe pull out those issues, the main issues. And then these are the remedial actions. Who's going to do what? Maybe the ministers could come and intervene to the project and stuff. So what are the timelines? And then has it happened? So we try and assess like that, whether are we making an impact so that even the incoming members, then they can see where we left off. And then I think that can help us if we can develop that. I'm not sure if it's already there, but what I understand is that we do have some oversight reports, but they might not be in that matrix format that I'm talking about.
Zibele, my friend, you've just nominated yourself to do that, and you've just been given the task to do that. So please do it and report back to us at our next meeting, and give us the documentation and all the other things that there is to it. You are a qualified researcher, so it's no problem for you. You can do it with your eyes closed, as they say. In two teachers, you can do that. So, Zibele, get on to that. And thank you very much for that critical information. It is correct what you are saying, so that we can also measure ourselves and also sense if somehow the clever people on the other side of the road here at the NCOP, the House Chairperson's office, or the Chief Whip's office, or the office of the Chair, we can then forward them that documentation to say, but look, we have done A, B, C, and D, and A, B, A and B is finished, it's closed, the chapter is closed, that has been done, So why are you still referring to A and B? You've done that, and C and D must still be done. That's a good idea, but you drive it.
Okay,
there's a vehicle is there, just needed the driver, and you thought that you'll be the passenger, but we've given you the keys, you've got the license for it, so go for it.
Okay, sir.
Sorry, Honorable Ghali? You say he's a clever guy?
No,
oh, okay. All right. Okay, members' order. Did you see better?
Yes, another point that I wanted to make with regard to the Honorable Sinclair's comment about the international start tour that we need to undertake this July. I think myself and the contractor, we agreed that we're going to start working on the concept of motivation for that particular trip. I think that can start the beginning of the financial year.
Quite interesting, you know. I've heard the debate on 8 this morning about the nuclear. As you know, there is a nuclear summit taking place in Gauteng, and the Deputy President has opened up the summit and the Minister, and both of their responses were that we are going into the root of nuclear. We are going that route. We're going that route. And quite surprising, last year Germany was all against nuclear. After what happened in Japan. But now Germany is one of the leading countries that has now sprung up and says, no, we want nuclear. We want nuclear. So in your oversight, look at the USA, France, and Germany, and Spain. Those four countries. Look at that in terms of the nuclear, but also not just in terms of the nuclear. Found out, because I don't know if it's true, but I believe that Malaysia are also trying to go the route of renewable energy. Honorable Sinclair? Why are you intimidating me? Okay. Malaysia is also going into that route in terms of what the small business, the IPPs are in a far advanced stage, independent power producers. Are in a very far advanced stage, so much so that government is assisting them in setting up energy cooperatives in that regard. So let's look at that as well in terms of when we look at the nuclear, we look at the RPPs, IPPs, sorry, and we look at those cooperatives that deals with renewable energy and those type of things. Ladumo?
For the suggestion also, as we look at the nuclear issue, we also invite, I think is also a member of the National Planning Commission, Professor Anton, I forgot his surname, he's the head of Energy Research Center at UCT, so that we have another view of the nuclear program, as we also plan to explore in other countries. But at least this one is in-house, like the South African, we can easily access him. He's also the member of the National Planning Commission. Mm-hmm. So that we have an internal interaction.
Okay. Well, we can do that. It's not a problem. We'll find space in our program, or even if we ask for a Wednesday afternoon, if the Honorable Gamere's committee is sitting, we can have that briefing for about an hour or two. Okay. Members, with that, there's nothing burning. I see that the Honorable Sinclair is burning up. He wants to go and douse the fire somewhere. This meeting is closed. Thank you.
As long as they don't come with Dr. Jure. Next time, Dr. Sardar has just put on his shoes, not the red one. I don't have a problem against representing ASC policy.